Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Monday, June 27, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Christians react to UK's religious tolerance bill. Spiritual and physical transformation comes in Lesotho, and a new language broadens back to the Bible's Philippines outreach. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Headlining today's news, last week the United Kingdom gave second reading approval to the Racial and Religious Hatred Bill. Glenn Penner with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the only thing this bill will do is restrict freedom of speech.
Worst case scenario, Christians could not get involved in apologetics, of doing reasonable critiquing of other religious systems, because that would be interpreted by the courts as vilification or of speaking against religious minorities.
Penner fully expects this legislation to make it through committee and receive final approval. If the bill passes, the bottom line is bad news for missionaries.
Well, as soon as they try to do some evangelism among Muslims, or they print literature, Voice of the Martyrs material, which talks about the persecution in various countries, often on religious grounds, it could be easily classified as hate literature.
Pray that God prevents the bill from passage. Meanwhile, in years past, Ethiopia has been hard hit by famine and drought. But a spiritual famine is being addressed by the National Church and Americans working side by side. President of Global Missions Fellowship Dan Heitzhusen says a denomination in Ethiopia is taking a hands-on approach to church planting, and his group is helping.
Simply by training and equipping their national leaders, 200 of them, to go out and train 30 of their churches each to start one new church over the next year using the Evangecube and some church planting material that we've given them.
Americans are also helping with the Ethiopians' desire to reach Ethiopian Muslims with the gospel.
We've seen American teams be used to be able to go into Muslim villages where normally the Christians are beaten up and kicked out. The nationals kind of look at it like they're the fishermen and we're the bait on the hooks, and they use us as door openers.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In the high mountain ranges of Lesotho, the shepherds are learning to read. The children, called herd boys, have been rented or traded by a family to watch a herd of cattle in a makeshift corral of rocks and twigs. Africa Inland Mission Steve Hill explains why they launched the ministry.
All the boys have to register their animals, and for them to go into this place and have to put an X near each animal, it's degrading to them. And so we saw the need for them to at least learn some basic reading and writing skills. And out of that, it's grown that we have herd boys who are now coming back and teaching in other schools and actually reading the Bible verses and doing the gospel part of things.
Hill says what's exciting is how much ownership the indigenous church has taken in the project.
Started training nationals to help with the program, where we do evangelism and literacy work. And we went from having three boys to now having 16 schools going, just representing 2,000 boys. There's no one else in the mountains working with them.
Next, back to the Bible's Philippines office has added a new language to their ministry. It's called text. They receive about 200 text messages each evening in response to their Heartline program. Director Clem Guillermo answers some of the questions on the air and others by writing back. Now, in its 43rd year, Back to the Bible is still enlarging its ministry. They're currently doing extensive local productions as well as offering counseling for their listeners. And Food for the Hungry's community development program in Romania has been assisting youth camps during the summers for nearly a decade. Each camp is designed to host between 20 and 30 young people. Many of the children are orphaned and never receive one-on-one positive attention except for the camps. The chance for volunteers to build relationships with the children and share the love of Christ is priceless. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Josh McDowell's classic book, More Than a Carpenter, has been combined with the life of Jesus, a harmony of the Gospels, two books in one, a gift from Gain USA. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 to get your free copy, a helpful evangelistic tool. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.